Hey everybody, it's Shep Dog. Hey, if you've been listening to us long enough, you know my normal 8-to-5 job is that I'm an IT security analyst. I see everything every day that would scare you. There's a lot of bad stuff going out there on the internet right now. Bad guys are always trying to get your information to use it to their advantage and put you in the doghouse financially. It's just a part of life we live in these days. One of the more popular ways that people think they're masking what they're doing online is going into incognito mode, for example, on Google Chrome. If you read Google's own notes about it, they will tell you that incognito does not mean incognito. They still gather your information and use it for marketing. And anytime that your information is gathered and stored somewhere, bad guys can get to it. Nothing is impenetrable. It's just the world we live in. The only surefire way to make sure that you are hiding what you're doing online, to make sure that the bad guys can't get to your personal information while you're using a public network, or even if you're sitting at your own house, is by using a VPN or a virtual private network. And what better way to use a VPN than use one that I've been using personally for years, and it's ExpressVPN. We at Section 706, we've actually partnered with ExpressVPN, and right now they will give you 3 months for free if you sign up for a 12-month subscription. So you'll get a quarter of the year on the house for a 12-month subscription to ExpressVPN. Now, I'll vouch for ExpressVPN immediately as for their ease of use, the protection you're going to get, and most importantly, I think when it comes to VPNs, the speed. You're not going to experience any over-the-top latency. You're not going to have any connection issues, and they have servers in over 95 countries. So if you want somebody to think you are sitting in Budapest, Hungary, you can select the server in Budapest, Hungary, and surf from there. It keeps the bad guys out of your personal business by doing what a VPN is supposed to do, and that is masking your identity while you're sitting out there. Again, if you'll go to expressvpn.com/section706, or if you'll go to the section706.com website, in the middle of the page, I'll put a link. If you click on the ExpressVPN button, it will take you to our splash page with ExpressVPN. You can take advantage of this offer. Again, you'll get a quarter of the year, 3 full months for free with a purchase of a 12-month subscription. You can use this on your laptop. You can use it on your cell phone. I have it on both of mine. You can't go wrong with ExpressVPN. Again, expressvpn.com/section706 or go to the section706.com website. Look in the middle of the page. Click on the ExpressVPN icon, and you'll be able to take care of this special deal.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Do you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
What is going on, everybody? Section 706 podcast coming at you downtown Rome, Georgia. Cigar Store Idiots podcast and studio. Land of Seven Rivers. Got Seven Hills, Three Rivers. It's a gallbladder surgery. I survived gallbladder surgery, by the way.
Still on drugs, eh?
Mm, oh. Yeah.
Y'all got some more of them hydrocodone?
Give me some of that cotton. God almighty. I don't know.
I got some Mountain Dew I can drink it with.
I tell you what, the pain. So a week ago today, I had that shit done, and the pain, I'm telling you right now, Thursday and Friday, I have dealt with broke fingers, all kinds of shit. I mean, broke bones, blown out knees. The pain I experienced Friday from the gas, because when you have gallbladder surgery, they pump you full of carbon dioxide to keep your stomach inflated so they can get in there and do all their crap, and then they sew you back up and you get to go home. You got to find a way to fart. Anyway, you got to pull the same shit that Grandpa Joe and Charlie did in Willy Wonka. You got to find a way to burp, anything to get that shit. the gas. My God, man, it was the worst pain ever. I mean, it hurts up into your damn shoulders and shit, too.
Yeah, man. It'll hurt your back. It'll
that would have just been a 2 days of me shitting my pants if that was the case.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to force myself to fart.
First time they cut him loose and say, you're good to eat anything you want, and he'll eat something that he loves, and then it'd be like, there better be a toilet within about 5 minutes.
He'll be wearing it about 5 minutes later.
I seriously laid in the recliner and tried to freaking Indian sit as much as I could, pull my legs up to me, had a pillow and stuff like that. I felt like I was pregnant or something.
But isn't it amazing that they can make these little bitty incisions on your stomach?
Take out a whole organ.
Take out a whole organ.
Yeah.
Put it all back together, you know, stitch it, whatever they do inside, get it back together, working again, and then sew you up and send you home.
Same day.
You don't even have to stay at the hospital anymore.
No. All right, we're done. Get the fuck out of here.
But isn't that insane? I mean,
it's nuts.
That's crazy. So you leave the hospital with one less organ, and you just showed up that morning, and you're sleeping in your own bed that night.
Well, think about it. There is a doctor here in Rome, Dr. Brock, that can remove your appendix in 7 minutes and send you the fuck home.
Yes.
Maybe 30 minutes after that.
I'd love to have 1982, I had my appendix out, and I showed you. I'm gutted from basically my upper right midriff up to my hip. I was in the hospital for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
God almighty. Where the hell was that shit?
And you got your gallbladder out, and it's just a little, maybe a couple little incisions.
The worst thing about this, and I knew it was coming, I have what they call, and this will make sense more, I have what they call narrow veins or shallow veins or something like that. And I had it on my whiteboard. I worked all day on Tuesday. Had up there, drink a shit ton of water. I drank like 4 glasses of water the whole day. So I'm kind of dehydrated. I'm a nervous wreck because I hate needles. I can deal with the surgery, and getting put to sleep was fun because I'm sitting there joking with them. Next thing you know, I wake up in the recovery room. So I ain't got to deal with that. Getting the IV put in. I know that shit's coming, and it's real.
They had
to stick me 3 times.
Shit.
To get it to work. She'd hit the valve, and she's like, damn, valve won't open. Did you drink any water yesterday? No.
See, I don't have that. Look at those big old ass veins on my hand.
See, I don't.
They got big veins.
They sit there poking and prodding. Yeah, so if the question ever comes up, hey, does Shepherd do heroin? The answer is no. It's an immediate no.
So if y'all read in the obituary, man dies from heroin overdose, somebody did that to you.
Yeah, I got injected.
Not possible.
I either said something about
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I either said something about the Clintons or something like that, but...
Man, he got suicided.
With me, as always, is
Arlo,
Andrew,
and
Edward.
And Edward is 4 weeks away from being Papa.
I am, man. It has flown, dude. It has really flown. This past 8 months has fucking flown.
I bet it hadn't flown for her.
No, it hadn't. It's been
especially when that hair went out.
Miserable. This has been the hardest pregnancy she's ever had.
Well, but also, she's bigger, and it's hot as hell.
It's
I couldn't imagine.
Hot. Our air went out. We didn't have air for 3 days.
No.
I was almost a dead sumbitch. But
that's why he stayed outside chasing timber rattler.
It's crazy how fast it flew, man.
Hey, look, if she's not told you, you are my sunshine.
With a little heart.
I'll be glad to get him out just so she can have some relief and get back to her normal.
Summer pregnancy's got to be rough.
It's been rough.
It's got to be rough.
My wife went through one, and her youngest sister had a wedding that she had to be in. You talk about, I wanted somebody to shoot me.
Yeah.
I froze to death from about May, and he was born in October. I literally slept like it was December. That's how cold it was in my house.
My daughter was born late July, so it was kind of that way for us, too.
Yeah.
It was hot there toward the end of it. When they're the biggest, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it's just miserable for them, man. And,
you can't be comfortable. There's no way you can be comfortable.
And if they have any hair at all, you're going to get heartburn.
Yep.
I mean, she's had heartburn every fucking day. Of course, they get constipated. They go through, dude. I feel so fucking bad for her. There's nothing I can do about any of it.
You can't make that comfortable.
No, you can't.
Mine stood on her bladder the entire time, so she felt like she had to piss the entire pregnancy.
Oh, man.
That's the way Abram's been. He moves. That kid don't stop moving in there. I mean, all night. We're sitting there watching TV. The guy, I look over and he's just, I mean, you see hands and shit coming through. Wow. It's wild. He's ready to get
the hell
out. We're
talking about wrestling beforehand. He's in there practicing fireman's cradle. All that stuff in there already. He's going to come out. He's going to be a wrestler.
I hope so. I hope he's tougher than me. I know that.
So you're about to be dad. Andrew, yours drove to school for the first time today, didn't she? How'd that go?
Yeah, so today was the first day of school for her, and she turned 16. Like I said, she has a late July birthday, so she hadn't really been driving that long now,
yeah.
And now she has to drive herself to school, so it was pretty scary. But she, not for her, I don't, well, probably was for her, but she did very well.
Good.
I texted her, I said, how'd it go? She goes, I didn't park real good, but I'm late. I don't have time to try to fix it. I'm gone. So I said, well, as long as you're in the parking place, you can beat sideways.
She already sounds like a Floyd County driver.
Yeah, she's going to fit right in.
Fuck parking. I don't have time to worry about this shit.
Right. Jesus Christ. Right. Have y'all ever drove through the parking lot at the hospitals?
Oh, I don't know.
Gee,
oh,
yeah. I mean, I understand sometimes it's an emergency, but good God.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time at that hospital toward the end of my mom's life. Man, and she's right. That hospital parking lot is insane.
Oh, yeah. Well, the parking deck's still pretty good. We used to pop in there. Well, we used to pop in there from time to time and have sex when we
got you.
We weren't living together.
Yeah, got you.
You can still do that over there, and they don't run you off.
They encourage it, actually.
Holy shit.
I mean, there's a couple times I had to, you know, we're 30. Are we still supposed to be doing this kind of shit? We should do it at home somewhere. Then we moved in together. So
Floyd Hospital for all your needs.
Yes. They really are there for all those.
You have a parking deck just for you.
In your case, they're there from beginning to end right now.
Oh, yeah. They were there. Yeah. They were there. Why are you fixing to be there again?
We were there for the conception.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. 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 The hospital parking lot. And Norton Road is another good place.
Oh, God.
I'll look
so
that up
most
later.
People, like, most people our age are driving down back roads thinking, can I pull over here to pee? Ed's like, I think I knocked the bottom out of it.
At the hospital parking lot. Oh, God.
What's crazy is these are all true stories.
Welcome to Floyd County, Georgia, folks. This is what we do.
So I got to find somewhere. So you got to pee him? No, I got to fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
My face is literally cramping.
I don't know where...
That's it. We'll see y'all next week.
See y'all
next week.
That's
all we got.
God almighty. That's fucking great.
Sports.
Come on, Shep. Roll us in.
I got nothing. Oh. Coming up back next on Hey, I'm from Window.
Booty Mix 6.
Good Lord.
Follow us. Oh, God, I don't know where to go with it. Follow us, guys, on social media. Get us on Twitter at Section 706, Facebook at Section 706. I may try Instagram again. We talked about it before. We'll see. Website, section706.com. You can get us on anchor.fm, Section 706. Any major podcasting platform we're on, they're out there, et cetera, et cetera. Just like with Mysterious Brews, which is freaking blowing up right now. You've got at Mysterious Brews on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, probably some on Pornhub.
we're trying to get OnlyFans, but yeah, my feet are a little too hairy.
We're trying to,
dude. People pay double for that.
I was about to say, there's a kink out there.
Yeah, they're trying to find their niche.
Follow Mysterious Brews in any of those social platforms. They got the Brews Cruise Patreon page. What y'all got going on?
We did a
y'all are like blowing up.
We last 3 weeks we really have we did Patreon exclusive. If you're into the missing 411 with David Pilatus, we did 4 cases of kids that disappeared from locked cars.
Oh wow! Mm.
3 of them were found alive several days later. It is freaking wild. And they all happen like in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So sure. There's
so
not
like the parent runs in somewhere and locks the car with the
kid. I'll give you the synopsis in it. Of the wildest one of the four we did. In 52, I believe, this man takes his nephew, and he's a prospector. So they drive out. Literally, they drive to the road ends at a hill in the middle of the desert. He tells the little four-year-old, now, you're going to watch me. I'm going to walk up this road, this hill. I'm going to step over it, and I'll be right back. Okay, so he locks the doors. As he's walking up, he's waving. The kid's waving. He gets up over the hill, walks around to see if there's anything, turns around, comes back. 2 minutes tops. Kid's gone. Gone. They don't find him for another 6 days in the desert. He had on just blue jeans and a T-shirt. 6 days he's missing. They find him 1,500 feet up a cliff on a rock ledge. And he had a branch basically pinned around his neck holding him to the cliff wall. If he had moved, it would have snapped his neck. They rescue him, climbing gear and all that stuff. The only thing he was not dehydrated, was not malnourished. The only thing he had was a scratch on his face. Could not tell him how he got there.
In how many days?
Six.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow.
And that was our Patreon exclusive. The episode that dropped today was, I was telling them off air, we did a case where a young lady disappeared and then they found her body, and then circumstantially they think they know who did it, but he hung himself. And that one was over in West London, so across the pond. It's a very interesting case. So fuckery was at foot with a medical examiner, took the entire police case file home with him and just happened to leave it on the L train.
Dumbass.
Wow.
So that's what we got going on.
Good Lord. I'm still sitting here trying to figure out the kid thing.
Yeah, that's wild.
That so, missing 411 is a rabbit hole that...
If he worked for the Postal Service, they still couldn't have fired him.
We're
that's
too
what
short.
I heard. I know this guy works for him.
So, seriously, guys, if you're into murder mystery stuff and all kinds of missing kid, God almighty. Mysterious Brews, at Mysterious Brews on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Again, any social media, Brews Crew's Patreon page. Give them a listen. They got Arlo and the coach got some good stuff going on, man. Okay, so I'm going to jump into something real quick that happened yesterday. It pissed me off, and I put a quick short out there. I know we're recording this later on, so I came in, actually recorded something 7 minutes to call this piece of shit out. I've been following him for a long time, but Dave Portnoy started Barstool Sports, and he's always had a lot of good stuff and whatnot, but yesterday he showed a little bit of his colors and where he's going with stuff. And this guy's a piece of shit. Go figure, somebody went to the University of Michigan. But anyway.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, so yesterday East Texas was playing Oklahoma in a regional qualifier in the Little League World Series. Winner of that game goes to Williamsport. Okay. Pitcher from Texas comes up high and tight until the ball comes out of his hand, catches a kid from Oklahoma right here in the helmet area. I mean, if it's down an inch, it catches him right in the ocular cavity. The kid's probably blind. Kid, and obviously hurt him, dusted, flopped around the ground for a minute, got up, went on down to first. He's fine. I mean, tough Oklahoma kid. You know this kid's grown up probably in the damn field having to do stuff during the summer. Kid from Texas is obviously shook up. I mean, sitting there, I'm watching on Twitter right now. He was crying. I mean, it obviously scared him worse than it did the Oklahoma kid because, hell, he thought he damn killed the kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the kid from Oklahoma goes down to first, calls timeout, drops his batting helmet, walks out to the pitcher's mound, hugs the kid from Texas, and basically looks, says, look, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. It's all right. Let's keep playing. And I mean, it's a good size sportsmanship. And with this generation of younger kids, a lot of them, especially the 28 and younger kids right now being just dipshits and not understanding the situation and understanding life right now because they're so numb and they're so into whatever they're into. This kid understood the situation in the moment and goes out and it's a Little League World Series, man. So like, this kid ought to be applauding stuff.
Yeah.
He realized that the pitcher
messed up.
Yeah, he messed up. Yeah, and it shook him.
Yeah, it shook, scared the shit out of the kid from Texas.
I thought that was the coolest thing to see that kid take the time to go from first, call timeout, and then come to the mound and just try to calm that kid down. I thought that was one of the coolest fucking sports things we've seen in the past few years.
I would not agree more.
Because I'd have probably been on first going, I hope he shook up when he hit a home run right here. You know?
Yeah, or maybe our next batter will beam one right back at his ass.
Something like that. Yeah.
The last thing I remember that's similar to this with sportsmanship. I think it was a college girl softball. Yes. She blows her knee out. She hits a home run, blows her knee out on second, jogging.
Yeah.
Cannot physically walk. If she does not cross the plate, they lose the game. The shortstop and the second baseman pick the opposing player up and carry her to third and carry her home.
Wow.
And that, I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What does Portnoy say?
Well, Portnoy gets on Twitter yesterday and goes, "This isn't good sportsmanship. It's dumb. You got a kid on the ropes and he's rattled. Trip to Williamsport on the line. You can play patty cakes after. As far as the pitcher goes, that's your plate." This is coming from a piece of shit who obviously is never – and you can do background check on Portnoy, and I did. He's nothing but an IT marketing guy. He went to University of Michigan. He come from money. He's used all this money to start Barstool Sports Makeways. This guy ain't competed in a fucking thing in his life except maybe a beer chugging contest. Yeah. And he's on here putting these damn kids on blast on Twitter saying, "Oh, this is not sportsmanship. This is dumb. Trip to Williamsport." Yeah, trip to Williamsport. It's a fucking College World Series. This kid learned a lesson, and this kid's better for it later on down the line.
And it's Little League. He's acting like this is the MLB.
Yeah. And Portnoy's like, "So I'm trending on – I'm trending on Twitter now for my Little League take. Sorry, I want to go to Williamsport. Sorry for wanting to win." This guy, I mean, it's dickheads like Dave Portnoy, and I unfollowed him. You know what? I got nothing for him. Not to mention his sports betting app sucks. But, I mean, if you're living in a state that's legal sports betting and use Barstool, cash your money out and go somewhere else. Man, their lines ain't worth the shit anyway. But this guy puts these kids on blast. For that, this is part of why this is the generation that's trying to make things better, not out there for themselves or by themselves or not knowing the moment or understand. This kid understood the moment and understood there's a bigger thing besides sports.
Yeah,
I mean, it just is what it is. And you get a dickhead like Dave Portnoy who does nothing. Now, if you follow his shit anyway, all he does is pizza reviews anyway.
Yeah, that's it. That's, and not even good ones.
It's garbage.
No, it is stupid.
Shithead.
I mean, what a piece of shit. Now, I'm going to put, I mean, this guy, Dave Portnoy, you are an absolute piece of fucking shit. I mean, seriously, to put these damn kids on blast on Twitter. Yeah, big man. You're a fucking big man. The kid from Oklahoma has a bigger set of balls than you do. At least he got up, dusted himself off, went down to first, had the balls to go out to the pitcher mound, tell the kid, "Hey, it's okay," and then go back to first and keep playing the game. Yeah. You're hiding behind a damn keyboard. You're a keyboard warrior.
It was a little much because, I mean, it was. I mean, like I said, it'd be different if it was an MLB. Maybe there's a lot more on the line. There's salaries on the line. There's a lot of shit going on. And you're talking about a lot of money, you know, because, you know, it's all in their contracts to make more money each.
Yeah.
You know, but I think my part is what resonates with me is, like Shep said, I think we have a generation that may be trying to turn the corner.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Why shit on it?
Yeah.
Why not applaud the sportsmanship?
Exactly.
Explain.
Because at the end of the day, and I'll say this, and I coached with a guy that I sent some things to when my son went through with his surgery, and he texted me back and said, "I'm not crying, you're crying," which it basically choked him up. My thing is, I raised my son to do right and wrong. He's part of a team. And he understood what part of a team meant, even though he can't do anything with the pads on. He was there. He missed the minimum days. And so his coach recognized it and made a big deal out of it. And, of course, my phone blew up. "I didn't know nothing about it." Well, that's because it's personal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? But he got the old head coach that I used to work for got a hold of it. And, "Hey, man, you should have let me know." And I was like, "Well, to be honest with you, man, we were pretty worried." So, but anyway, that's what he said. He goes, "This situation is why kids need sports."
Oh, wow.
He's learned more from being part of a team than you can ever teach him as a parent.
Yeah. And there were a lot more people applauding those two kids than Portnoy's out there. Well,
what a fucking tool bag.
But Portnoy made himself look like a real asshole here.
Yeah, he did.
And I never thought of him being kind of an asshole. I don't know why. I've just never really thought of it. Don't think much about him, to be honest with you, I guess. But it kind of surprised me.
It stunned me when I saw it. I'm like, and that's what happens. This guy's taken a little bit of his fame. It started going to his head a little bit, and he's kind of branched out and made it all about him. And the thing about it is this is what happens when you do that kind of crap. And now he's out there. I'm just going to say what I want to, and I'm still got a following, and it's going to – it's not going to matter whether the quality of your shit's going to shit. And now all you're doing is you're just putting pizza reviews out there.
Well, I mean, really, hey, ask Netflix how that worked out for them.
So, as far as Barstool Sports, the only fucking thing I like about any of Barstool's old Chef Donnie, he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he cooks good, and he's got real vulgar mouth. Right. It's funny to watch a chef do that. Other than that, what the fuck purpose do they serve?
They don't. I'm not real sure.
They don't.
Betting, right?
They do, but it's a shitty. Here's the thing with Portnoy is he started out, he took, is at a transitional time where ESPN started to go woke, and their ESPN's products is absolute horseshit garbage now. It's worse than Barstool's, but when Barstool first started out, they were making sports fun.
Yeah,
were. It was fun. They had good looking chicks on there. Yep. They talked about betting. They talked about shit from sports as we look at it from just a dude's point of view.
Yeah.
And now that he's got the app going, he's got his own sports betting app, that kind of stuff. You can tell that the fame and stuff has gone to this cat's head because the quality. And again, when you make it all about you, the product sucks. The episodes ain't worth the shit. And at the same time, you kind of start losing your audience a little bit. And this is what's
happening. I think more than a little bit.
I don't think he understands how far these ripples are going
well,
to travel.
But he feels above it.
Right.
You're right. And when he feels above it.
He feels like nothing he does or says is going to hurt his brand at this point.
It's like when WWE was at its heyday.
Yes.
They went away from what made them great. Same thing with NASCAR.
Yep.
When NASCAR was at its heyday, they started going away from what made them popular.
That's exactly right.
And when you go away from what got you there, you start losing. You come off that hill on the wrong side.
They lost me when they changed it from Winston Cook. I was like, fuck this.
Next to my ass. Smoke them if you got them, boys.
The Sprint Cup. I ain't watching this shit.
But who was it that used to smoke going around the track? It was the big guy. What was his name? Never been better.
Dick Trickle?
No. that was the best name in NASCAR ever. It'll hit me in a minute.
They're all named the same. They all got two first names as their full name.
Always.
Mark Martin.
Ricky Bobby.
Yes.
see, none of the NASCAR names have good names anymore. Austin Dillon. Okay, there's the two names. But it's like some kind of
Chase Elliott's about the only one out there that still sounds.
What's the Italian they got?
Danica Patrick.
No, the L. Starts with L. What's his name?
I don't know. See, I don't even watch NASCAR anymore.
Yeah,
it's because it's
either.
A shit product.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I've got the point. I actually get up and I watch Formula One on Sunday sometimes.
You know, a lot of people
it's
have gotten into that.
Fun to watch.
So they also say that, and I say they, I've also heard that Netflix Formula One thing they've got is really, really good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
You seen it?
Yes.
I heard it was
fantastic.
It's
really good. I've gotten to the point where I get up and I watch Formula One. Because those fuckers out there driving, and I mean, they were hungry, and you watch them. They'll go 170 miles down a straightaway, hit the turn, and they're 70, zip, 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 and they're back up to 170.
It's fucking nuts.
And I'm like,
and it's open wheel
balls.
yeah.
Oh, when them dudes wrecked, they fucked theirself up.
Yeah,
you don't walk away from those wrecks.
We saw a terrible wreck in Nashville one time. And it took so long. I mean, this guy was like hospitalized for, this was years ago, but they had, I think, might have been one of the first IndyCar races there at that Nashville Speedway. And we went. And I don't know why we went, but we went. But there was a wreck so bad that we ended up having to leave. It just took forever because I think that guy was really like,
damn.
Really fucked up, you know.
And God. Yeah, but when they hit something, they fucking fly up into the stands and all kind of shit.
They don't have a hood.
No.
I mean, not a hood, but a, I guess, top ceiling on there.
No.
Yeah.
It's scary, man.
You're driving a go-kart. We used to get pretty.
That's exactly what it is.
We were about.
That does 250 miles an hour.
Yeah, right?
When we were 18, we used to, we had a friend of ours that was 24, and he'd buy us all, we'd all get 240s of Bud Light apiece.
Coming up on next in Lindale.
Then we'd ride out there to Putt-Putt, out there in Coosa. And the Doe Egg still owned it at the time, so we'd go out there and do whatever the hell we wanted. We'd go out there and get on those go-karts. Hell, two of us would go this way, you'd pull out like you're supposed to, and two of them go the other damn way. We'd meet in the middle somewhere. And I broke Andrew Garrison's flip-flop one time. I put him in the corner, and I hit him against that damn wall, and I hit him so hard, he broke his own flip-flop and knocked one of those big plastic things that they've got going around the whole border of the track. Yeah. I knocked it on top of him. I thought I killed him. I was like, fuck, he's dead. So I go get out of my go-kart, and somebody hit my go-kart while it was parked. I'm talking, we'd get out there and we'd get drunk, and it was just entirely too dangerous for anybody to really be out there. But
so how bad did somebody finally get hurt?
Well, they finally stopped letting us come out there.
I don't know why.
Yeah, they said, my granddaddy said, y'all can't come back out
here. This is, y'all too wild.
Yeah, well, they said they had to repair three of them one night when we went there. We used to go on Monday nights a lot. And they had to repair three of them in one night from some shit we'd done. So they decided to cut that on out.
God, how bad do you got to be to get 86 from putt-putt?
I know, right? Yeah.
As Rodney Carrington says, don't you ever come back to Chucky's again.
You son of a bitch.
Now, I whooped that mouse's ass.
God. Yeah, it's, man. I had a friend that used to race go-karts, those real fast-ass ones.
I had a friend that used to do that. He'd travel all over North Georgia and Tennessee. And
You'd be surprised how many fucking people want to race go-karts with other people. It's, but there's a whole following to it. Mm-hmm. And I used to work in a pit with him when we go do these races. You put like all this prep and shit on these tires to make them stick and all this stuff. But you don't realize, man, there ain't a whole lot around you. When you hit somebody or somebody hits you, that go-kart's fucked. We're going to have to pull it off.
Yep.
Hopefully we got another one, because you don't get to just – and I guess it's just because they're just fucking plastic, but they do not hold up well. One wreck, and that's it. We're done. Done for this weekend, boys. That's it. Yeah. And it's some scary shit, too.
It is.
I've seen a kid get run over. Now, he was okay. But and I guess maybe because they move so fast, it run over his ankle and his foot. But he was fine. It didn't hurt anything. I guess maybe they're moving so fast.
Well, they're just not
it.
So heavy. They're not that heavy.
Yeah, maybe that's – yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, but, they're just not very heavy. There's not much to them.
And they don't have a pull start like you would think, these go-karts. They have a cylinder on a motor, and it turns that crankshaft, and that's how they start them.
Huh.
Yeah, before they start the race, you have about five or six dads coming out their hoof. They come out there and stick the shit on the side of it and turn it on. That's how they get them going.
Wow.
How about that?
Learn something new every day.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It does sound fun. I want
to
do it.
I guess we're going to putt-putt after this.
It's pretty fun, but I'm going to tell you something. The ugliest fucking women you ever seen in your life go to go-kart races.
Oof. And I was sitting here thinking it was going to be the mecca of hot women.
Nope. It ain't Publix.
No, you go right over to Vigo, Alabama, and I'm going to tell you something. There ain't shit over there.
See, this is why Ed's money. Speaking
of Vigo,
ugly fucking women.
That's a huge bitch.
The last episode, or last update we're going to have apparently for a while. Brittany Griner.
Yeah. At least 9 years.
9 and a half. I mean,
she won't serve all that.
She won't serve all that. It's just the fact that she's got she got fined 1 million rubles, which was $16,400, and 9.5 years in jail.
Good God, that's 3 years' salary for her,
I guess.
That one almost got by me.
And the WNBA can't pay it forward. They'll go under.
Well, she took, I guess Putin was listening and took King James's word. Why does she need to come home?
Yeah.
He said, I'm putting this bitch into prison for 9 years.
Oh, God.
There you go.
I just love the fucking gall of some of these people. I mean, it's like she's being wrongfully detained. No, she broke a law in another country. She's rightfully detained and according to their laws.
It's how it fucking goes.
I think rightfully detained is correct, but 9.5 years for a weed pen?
It's their law.
Holy
loss.
Shit.
It's their law.
That's a lot.
Man. I mean, here's the other thing that people have lost sight of in this country about they're all free Britney bullshit. Well, what about the probably, I don't know, 1.5 million people that are sitting in prison for 10 years that got busted with a quarter bag?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah. So you're going to get her out of a Russian prison, but you're not going to let them boys out of...
Right. So don't talk to me about how we should free Britney.
Exactly. And I really hope that some of these leftist, liberal-ass dipshits out there, that I hope you stumbled on listening and made it this far between talking about Ed screwing on Norton Road. And but I hope some of these people will go, oh, America sucks. I'm moving to Canada. Okay, that's fine. Move your ass to Singapore.
Yeah.
Get caught dealing drugs in Singapore. You don't get jail time. You get your death. It's death penalty.
How about this? You can't because he wound up dying, but the kid that ripped the poster off in Malaysia, caned.
Otto Wimbeer. Yeah, he got caned. He got put in North Korean prison, got sent home. God, he was like it when we found him.
Oh, yeah, he died like the day after he got home. Yeah.
He had brain damage.
Yeah.
For ripping a poster down and wanting to take it home with him. Now, again, it goes back to, if you go to a foreign country, you better know the rules. You better not screw up.
Know your surroundings.
Some countries, you better not be chewing gum.
I got an idea. Don't go to foreign countries right now.
Yeah. This life is about survival.
I mean, except like...
Survive.
Except like Jamaica. I mean, go there. But I'm talking like China and Singapore and Russia and
Ukraine. Let's go to the Ukraine.
These are all shitty places, and Americans shouldn't go anyway.
What I'm saying.
Fuck that.
I mean, don't understand why. Just, it's not a good time to go to all those places right now. Just stay away, because you make a mistake, and you're going to wind up getting caned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, her ass, like I said, her ass is sitting there for 9.5 years, and frankly, it's kind of, I mean, with a lot of stuff that's going on in the past 48 hours in this country, suddenly this shit's on the back burner.
Yeah.
I hope you know how to peel potatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell her.
Make toilet hooch.
And it's not her sentence. Did they sentence her to hard labor?
No, I don't think so. But, hell, their regular jail's probably hard labor.
It probably is. Hell, I think all they do is pick up fucking big rocks and sit them down all day. I mean, that's all you do all day.
I've seen
what was that Rambo
movie?
You can't
pick it up? Fuck off.
I'm telling you, I'm getting a t-shirt made.
Fuck yes.
What was the Rambo movie where it started with him working in one of those places?
Rambo 2, he was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it was, and he's working in one of those real shitty places like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to see what it's like, there was an old movie.
Was that 2?
Yeah, it was 2. It was 2 when he starts out in the Afghan prison.
With
the Soviets. It wasn't the Afghan prison. It was a Soviet prison in Afghanistan.
Well, see?
Their version of Vietnam.
There you go.
Yeah. And you got to remember, it's either 1980 or something. It was when we were real kids. But watch Midnight Express. Watch what happens when you try to smuggle the hash out of the country. I mean, granted, she had a vape pen with this stuff, but the fact is, their rules are what it is. We don't – no drugs.
Yeah.
And the thing is this. They were about to give her $1 million just to play basketball. She could have bought 150,000 vape pens.
$1 million.
There's a level of stupidity that, like, we've been talking about for episode after episode about her on this, and I'm tired of talking about her because, I mean, it's done now. We'll see what happens if she gets out and wants to come back to this country. Go ahead.
That's a huge bitch.
Oh, yeah. And we'll see what happens if she – well, she's going to get out at some point, and there's going to be an exchange, which I'd absolutely find this.
You think they make that swap?
They will. I think the Russians are going to ask for more.
I about to
they
say
they have to.
I think they're going.
Yeah, they're not. We're not about to give them one for two.
No,
because they're going to give us a reporter too.
Absolutely. Well, see, the thing is they want more than what the worth she has.
Yes.
They want more than that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not enough. She's not enough but to
they,
make that.
But he also knows that the U.S. has gotten soft and will do basically
that's
what
a
he
hell
wants
of a call.
Them to do.
Yep.
And it has.
He knows it's not a fair deal, but he also knows the administration. Yeah. He knows the culture here right now. We're more worried about what people's sex is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what
pronouns.
I'm more worried about. I'm more worried about these 87,000 IRS agents they about to let loose on the fucking working class.
You ain't kidding.
That's terrifying.
Between the last 48 hours of this country, and again, if you hadn't realized by now, this is a conservative-leaning podcast. We are what we are, and if it is what it is, and if you don't like it, we appreciate you listening. We wish you nothing but the best. But the fact of the matter is, the last 48 hours in this country, shit's got a little scary. It just has. Yeah. Is what it is. Between Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema getting on board with this shit. But, of course, this got to go through the House, and there's a couple of House people that saw what happened in some of these elections last night. that this thing in the house ain't dead. It's a narrow margin in the house, and there's 12 in there in the house right now that are kind of going, I don't know if I want to vote for this. Because yeah,
they'll cut their throat.
Yep. Yeah. So this thing ain't dead yet. But if it does pass the House, then you've got the, was it the Inflation Repair Act or the, hey, we fucked up, we're going to try make, we're going to spend more to try to fix it act or whatever the hell it's called. And now you've got, like you said, we're going to have 87,000 more IRS agents. We're going to be dumping a ton of money into climate change and this, that, and another stuff.
Don't forget the $4.5 billion we just sent to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, if you'd have told Putin, look, we're not going to send Ukraine any more money, and we'll give you the arms dealer, her ass is home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Look, I think before he even makes that deal, we're going to have to stop sending shit to Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a proxy war with Russia right now. That's what it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's something that bothered me last week that I didn't really get to talk to y'all about. Why would they vote down legislation to help veterans from the pit fires in Iraq, Afghanistan? Why would they block legislation for that?
From what I heard, I actually looked into this. There was a pork.
It was pork belly.
Yeah.
Bad.
There was something in there that basically the Republican majority in the Senate said, all you got to do is take this two lines out, we'll pass it tonight. And if you don't, we're not passing it. But it was some kind of crazy ass, like, we're going to give $8 billion to research if unicorns were alive. It was something weird.
Oh, wow.
And it was tied in there.
So they could do something else with that money without...
I'm going to have to read
it. It's like
that
all
shit.
That money they donate, you know, they put in these packages, and then they give people hell when they don't pass them. But it'll have, like, millions of dollars going to, like, the L.A. Art Gallery.
Yeah, they put dumb shit in there.
And yeah.
It fucking infuriated me because this is not the first time that this legislation has been voted down.
Right. And one thing that you can look up is there, it was either on CNET, because I know what you're talking about. There is basically a Republican senator that I had never heard of from, I think, a northwestern state. And he's the one, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and he's there. He's like, look, everybody here wants to pass this bill. But we got to take these two sentences out. It has nothing to do with the bill. And if you will do that, we'll pass it tonight. Everybody's going to sign on it. It'll be 100%. We all sign it. If you don't, it's not going anywhere.
But that should, you know, and that's the sad thing. It should stand on its own, that bill, instead of trying to sneak shit in there with that.
Exactly.
That's disrespectful shit is what
it
that
is.
Yes.
These men, everything should be taken care of for them.
Right. I agree.
They're the fucking reason we're here.
And if they would just have that in the bill instead of trying to sneak other shit in, men could be taken care of already.
And it's like the same thing with the Democrats got on the platform and going, oh, look, see, the Republicans voted down $35 insulin cap. Voted it down because it was pork bellied to death. It was wrapped in with a bunch of crap that if it passes, you get the $35 cap on insulin. However, look at all the other shit that's got passed that –
yeah. And that's
what they're doing.
And I know we're a sports podcast, but I just had this conversation with my kids who I teach Algebra 1 with today. We started data, and I said, look, this is a life lesson before we go any further. And I drew this bar graph, and I had a college professor, probably the best college professor I ever had, getting my leadership degree. He puts a chart up there. It's January through December, and he says, all right, here is ice cream sales, and it's a nice bell curve right there starting about April and dies off in August. He goes, everybody agree with that? Everybody's like, yeah. So he goes back up there with another color, and basically it's about the same shape, you know, same bell curve follows the ice cream sales. He goes, those are documented shark attacks. He said, so what I'm telling you is, if you eat ice cream, you're going to get attacked by a shark. Mm-hmm. And I said, always look at the data.
Yeah.
Always investigate the data. Yep. Do not take anything at face value.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's the thing that I showed them. And then I also showed them, all you got to do is skew the graph.
Right.
All I got to do is make one of the things bigger, and it looks like I'm making this huge profit when I'm not.
Right.
Or I can say that I'm floundering and change one other thing, and it's slow growth, when in reality, it's a steady climb.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I mean, I guess my biggest thing, and going back to the youth baseball player, I think we've got a generation of kids that if we will just do what we know is right, they can make the turn.
We could leave this in hands that will make it better for once.
Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, let's get back to the sports.
No, you're good. I mean, and again, we've kind of taken this on a right side turn with politics. It is what it is. I mean, that's a lot of our base. I mean, if you look at the analytics of who listens to us, I can promise you right now you're not going to see a lot of California, Washington, Oregon, New York and stuff like that. It just is what it is. And plus, I mean, when we all decided to do this podcast together, I mean, we all sticked on the same page. It's a lot of it, for the most part, we lean right on a lot of stuff. I'm kind of in the middle on some things. It's just what it is because I have lived outside the Southeast United States. And we've talked about that. But the fact of the matter is we lean right on a lot of shit. And so, what's going on with the country right now and what happened, especially with the raid of the Trump of Mar-a-Lago, which is screwed up, and now you've got President Dipshit up there going, well, we didn't know nothing about it. And it's like, so you're telling me the leader of the free world is going to sit there and deny the fact that your attorney general, okay, this ain't some schlep that's an intern down the hallway here. Your attorney general authorized a raid of a former presidential house, and you don't know nothing about it.
Okay. When he wasn't there.
Yeah, okay, bud.
Yeah, they absolutely knew about it.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, so here's my question.
And it's a banana republic. It's absolutely embarrassing. 100. Extremely embarrassing.
Perfectly way said.
Yes. So my question is, does someone in the Mets organization have pictures of the Braves, like, at a goat fucking?
Dude,
because they can't beat the Mets for shit.
I would like
to. Because the Mets are a better team.
Well, pitching-wise, yes.
It's fun to watch old Diaz's interest, ain't it? The pitcher from the Mets.
Oh yeah. God, he's weird.
Some of this reminds me of Major League.
Right. Yeah.
Remember, Charlie Sheen.
Remember when I told y'all, I think it was early April in the episode, I got the Mets plus 140 to win the East, and I went big on it, and I'm sitting there.
Well, you know, and I've always said that the Mets always collapse in August. And I'm not so sure they are this year.
No,
their pitching's too good. Their hitting is just.
They went and spent some money too. They hit the trade deadline like we did last year.
Yeah.
I think that's where your turning point's at.
I keep waiting for this big collapse, like they do every single year.
Ain't happening this year.
Man, I'm telling you, they're just better. I think they're built better.
I mean, if they may be. If they win tonight, which I didn't take them tonight. I had them last night, but actually, last night they won. Yankees lost. The Mets have the best record in baseball right now, which is amazing. Being the Yankees were like 61-10 not long ago, but the Yankees are coming back to earth. Here's the thing about the Yankees: they can hit the ball. It's like we were talking before the game about what Billy Ripken said.
Yeah,
the Yankees can hit the ball 10 miles, but they can't hit the one that needs to go about 145 feet out into the field and put it in play to win the game.
And for those of you that didn't follow or see what Billy Ripken said, Billy Ripken is catching some flack on the social media and the Twitter world because he said, and I happen to agree with him, you've got a group of men who now are okay with going 1-for-4 and that one being a home run instead of having a 12-pitch at bat where either you get a walk or you get hit by a pitch or you get a bloop single or you put it in play and you score a run. That's the biggest problem right now.
Yeah.
You don't have those men, I won't say kids, but you don't have those men that get up there with, I'm going to get a hit. They're all swinging for the fence. So, and Billy got, I think Billy was spot on.
He's dead on with it. And it's part, and it goes back, this is part of the generation, this younger generation. And I'm not bagging on them because, look, there's a lot of good kids that, and I mean, I'm 48 now. I mean, I'm 48 and a half. I'm staring 49 in the face in January. It is what it is. But there's a lot of kids that are 32 and younger right now that are solid human beings. They are. But there's a lot in this generation that has always had it done for them. It's immediate gratification, and that's what we live in right now. Like you said, this guy can go 0-for-3, suck it up, stink. He hits a home run. Maybe they win the game. Maybe they don't, but he mashes it 1,000 miles. It's going to be trending all over. Oh, God, did you see the 540-foot home run? They lost 14-1. But suddenly it's like, wow, he's great. No, he's not. He can hit the ball a ton. It's like Judge from the Yankees. I think Judge ain't worth the shit.
He's ugly.
Judge can mash the ball 700 feet. But he's going to strike out six times before he does.
And he's going to look like a Neanderthal doing it.
No shit.
Man, he is a big old dude.
He is.
Did you see that picture they posted when they were in Atlanta and he was standing beside Ozzy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's Andre what, the Giant
he's
standing
what, 6'7"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's 260.
A big old fucker.
And he even made, there was another picture which is a little more realistic, is of him standing next to, shit, my mind's going blank. What was our for Freddie Freeman?
Yeah,
and of course, obviously, this was last year, but he made Freddie look like a normal looking dude size, yeah. And Freddie's a big old guy.
Yeah,
but standing next to him, he looked, you know, he looked like he was a normal size.
Yeah,
because he's not only just tall, he's just big all over.
Yeah,
Neanderthal.
It's, I did.
Really?
Have y'all
Harry Knuckles and all?
There's a documentary out about Nolan Ryan. It's called Facing
Nolan.
I want
to see it so bad.
Man, I'm going to watch that shit tonight when I get home,
What's
I think.
Is it Amazon or is it Netflix?
I think it's Amazon.
Yeah. They've hyped it up where they talk about first time he faced Bo, Bo hit a double, and he went out there and caught the ball right behind second and told Bo, that's the last one you get, son. And he goes... And it's Nolan now, and so the interviewer says, was that the last one? He goes, no, the next time he got to bat, he hit it out of the damn park.
Facing Nolan Ryan's Prime Video or Apple TV?
Okay.
Okay. Prime. Yep.
So if you've got Amazon Prime, baby.
97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Suddenly, guess what I'm going to go watch?
Yes, sir. While you're on Prime.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The Terminal List.
All right, I'm going to give the Terminal List a try, but I'm going to tell y'all something about the Old Man.
Old Man's fucking great.
I got 5 episodes into the 7 episodes.
Yeah.
Number 5, I called it quits.
Yeah.
I did.
It gets just about talking and no more action.
Really?
Yes.
I'm four into it, and I'm still like, this is great.
It gets into, it starts great.
Yes.
And then it gets this. The action goes away.
It just plateaus.
Like. It very much plateaus.
And why, that why fucking woman. That? The woman.
I'm not listening to it.
I just want her dead. That's all. I'm not having any spoilers.
Well, let me say this. The Terminalist is not that way.
Okay.
So I watched all 8 episodes, and every episode is phenomenal.
Pretty damn good.
Okay. It is so good.
Well, then I'm going to start the Terminalist.
And it builds up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like the first episode is great, then the second one kind of builds a little bit, and then it's put it in gear, and it is gone.
If the first episode will leave you scratching your head on Terminalist, you're like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, you will, but it comes all together.
Now, the Old Man had a moment like that when they were outside with the police, and he shot that fucking woman. Dude, I was like, oh, shit. What? I did not know I was going to hate this guy. And then as the series goes on, you're like, man, I fucking hate this woman. I wish he'd have really done it.
Right now, I genuinely wish I was still in pain from gallbladder surgery because y'all have ruined
the Old Man for me. I didn't ruin anything. I just said it got slow.
You sandbagging some bitches.
I just said it got slow. May like it. I just didn't like
Andrew was late because he couldn't. A family member got locked out and couldn't get in the house. I wish he wouldn't make it. I sat and texted you back and said, "No, buddy, it's okay.
No, you can make it." I didn't.
Of course, I pawned it off on your wife too. I'm like, tell her that she'll be fine.
I have. Go ahead. I have found a show. If you like comedies, it's very fucking funny. And I seen the movie a long time ago, and they ended up making a series about it. It's called What We Do in the Shadows. It's about vampires. All right, now these vampires, they're idiots. They're complete idiots.
I like it already.
Dude, it is hilarious. We've been watching it on Hulu.
Okay.
But I think you get it anywhere. It's on FX is what channel it comes on.
Oh, okay.
All right, now the funny shit about this, so there's 3 regular vampires, or your blood-sucking vampires, but one of the vampires is not a normal vampire. He's called an energy vampire, and what an energy vampire is someone that just comes in a room and talks and talks and talks, and everybody just fucking falls asleep. Dude, he's the funniest character on the whole fucking show. these vampires are trying to figure out how to suck blood out of this person. He just comes in the room, starts talking. This motherfucker's out, just falling asleep. It's great, man. If y'all get a chance,
and what's to name
watch
it again?
What We Do in the Shadows.
It's got like three people in. I recognize them. Oh, this has got to be good,
dude. It is hilarious. They, you know how vampires hiss. Well, they'll go in a room, in a dark room, and it knocks something over, and it'll scare one of them, and that motherfucker will hiss, and then all of them will hiss at each other like cats, dude. It's fucking hilarious. It's a great show. If you get to see it, it's called What We Do in the Shadows.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
Oh, this shit's happening. Since I can't watch The Old Man no more. Since it's a piece of shit, apparently.
You can.
Just. It just got to the point where I was like, okay, I fucking get it. You're hiding from some people, and there's some people chasing you. Yeah. We get it. Yeah. Eventually, it just run out for me.
It doesn't finish as strong as it started.
Did you finish the whole series, or is there still episodes left?
I got episode 5 of it. And I liked
that's about
it
where I got
up until episode 5.
I think that's where I'm at. I was.
So okay. There's probably by now they've probably come out with a 6 or 7. I'm waiting until they're all out, and then I was going to pick back up because I'm at where he shot her, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm like, all right, I got to stop because I can't. I want to binge.
That is my bad. See, I thought all y'all had seen a good many episodes of this show is what I was assuming.
I got to about where you were. Okay. And I was just like, ugh, I'm kind of getting bored with this.
Yeah, I was. Me and Jessica were watching.
I'm finding it a task to watch instead of enjoying it. Where did you finish? Did you finish, Arlo, did you finish Terminal List?
No, I have not finished it yet.
Oh, my God.
We just finished, like, episode 4 or 5 or something, and it ended, and I asked Jessica, I said, you want to watch another one? She goes, I don't give a shit. And I said, yeah, I don't really give a shit either.
Well, the hardest part about Terminal List is going to be not watching another one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's just 8 episodes.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
I don't know how many seasons or episodes What We Do in the Shadows is, but
4 seasons is what I just saw.
No,
4
seasons? Really?
Wow.
Oh, that's got to get pretty
good.
That's
a lot.
Now, the movie's different. The movie's very funny, though, if you get a chance. There's another movie that came out around that same time, and it's a comedy. It's called Young Lions, and this is about these guys that want to commit jihad, but they're really clumsy and they're very stupid. It's a very funny movie, too. Yeah. All right. It's called Young Lions. And the most Muslim one is this white English guy in it. And they're all wanting to be as jihad as possible. And he's like the most jihad one, but he's just this fucking English guy. It's very, very funny.
It's funny. One of the guys in 4 Lions is also in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Yep. Sure is. And they
How
came out around the same
that?
Time. Yep.
That's freaking funny.
Yeah. Y'all get a chance. Y'all check those out. I like them.
I will.
We're going to start covering more football, obviously, coming up here soon. We are 2 weeks from this weekend from the start of college football season, if you can freaking believe it.
That is crazy.
High school football gets going down here for real next weekend. In other states, especially up north, Iowa, Wisconsin, places like that, they're going this weekend because they got – here's a funny thing. I was talking to my buddy. He used to be a head football coach up at a high school in Wisconsin. He's moved on. He's going to coach semi-pro football this year. He's
oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. I was talking to Bernard, and he's like, and it's true. It's a very true thing, and it's in Wisconsin. And it's the same way in Michigan, too. You have to have high school football seasons. All fall seasons have to be done before the first day of hunting season.
Oh, wow.
Because the first day of hunting season, you have so many. It's in most school districts, it excuses absence and stuff, too.
It's like the state of Florida when certain fish run.
Yep. When tarpon run.
If there's a certain fish run and your school is on the – your county is on the coast, they'll just go ahead and cancel school.
Yeah, because they know that first day, there's you ain't going to have a kid.
You're beating your head against the wall.
Yep.
Wow. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
But, yeah, we're 3 weeks away from college football season, and the first college –
That's hard to believe, 3 weeks.
The coaches' poll is out, and I'm just going to – we'll go 25-1. 25 Houston, 24 Ole Miss, 23 Arkansas, 22 Cincinnati, 21 Kentucky, 20 Wisconsin. I don't see how Cincinnati. We'll start. We'll go 5 at a time. I think Ole Miss should be higher.
I think Arkansas should be higher.
I think Arkansas should be higher, but I'm not ready to crown them. Like,
no, I'm not either.
That fan base is going a little bit, and I know you've got a lot of Arkansas people, and so do we. Listen to it, guys. I love you. Slow down. You still got a coach. It ain't
it's a marathon. Yeah, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
I don't see how Cincinnati competes this year.
I don't either.
They lost every damn thing. And I know he's
their quarterback's
a good coach.
In Atlanta.
Yep. He'll be starting before the end of the year. Ole Miss, I think, should be higher. Arkansas should be higher. Houston should be higher. I don't think Cincinnati should be higher. I think Kentucky should be higher.
What's Ole Miss's quarterback situation looking like?
That's a good question.
Cloudy. I don't know.
At best.
That's what I kind of figured.
Murky. Yeah.
Unproven.
Yeah.
But they're still going to score some points, and they're going to win a game or two.
It's still going to be
But the thing is, they'll lose a game or two. It's like, how?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, I think, is going to be a little bit better than people think. Wake Forest. All right, so 20.
It's just because you're wearing the T-shirt.
Man. Yeah, I got my own Wisconsin T-shirt. Wisconsin's going to be good. Wisconsin will win the Big Twin.
That's old man football right there.
Yeah, it's going to be Wisconsin and the Ohio
that
State.
That is 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
It is.
It is
watching paint.
It's hard to watch.
When Wisconsin and Iowa play.
Good God.
The game's over in 2 hours.
I mean.
Which has its benefits.
You can watch you can watch an SEC football game, and it's fast, and it's hard-hitting, and just wow, 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 and then you turn on one of those games. If it's like one of the late games, you watch it toward the end of the night, you won't make it
out. No, you turn on Army versus Navy, and you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
I still say that's probably more exciting than Wisconsin. Yeah. But now, Wisconsin will beat your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't.
But they'll do it 10-3.
But they'll do it slow.
Yeah, they'll do it in baseball scores.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
How the fuck y'all win 9-6? No shit.
It reminds me of that 3-2 Auburn Mississippi State game.
You ain't kidding.
I was at a high school reunion and above the cigar bar, and they had the TV going. They had that game on. I was like, holy shit, this game is going in 3-2. And it did. 3-2.
War Eagle.
Yeah, boy. Our offense was lit, boy.
I know you pull for Auburn, and me and you are Georgia fans. Who you pull for?
I'm at the end of the day, I'm going to pull for the Dawgs. How it is. However, I will tell you that I will pull for Ohio State very quickly.
I got you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
And they are legally the Ohio State
Ohio State University.
So yeah, they got the "the." So what we got, top 20?
Oh, so let's go 20-16. Good call. Wisconsin 20, I think they'll be better. But Wisconsin, Wake Forest 19, Texas 18, Miami 17, Pitt 16. I think Pitt is Pitt lost a ton. I don't see how.
I'm glad to see Miami, Ohio at 16.
Right? About time they got some.
I know.
Roethlisberger come back to school? Yeah. I think Wisconsin's going to be better than that. I think Wake Forest, their quarterback, he got put on the sideline today with a non-medical treatment something coming up. They don't know when he's going to be back.
Ooh, that's not good.
Hartman's the key to that whole thing. Wake Forest, I mean, it's the freaking ACC. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if anybody's listening to this in North Carolina, Virginia, something like that, guys, I'm sorry. Your basketball conference.
I'm an Auburn fan. I feel you. Yeah. We're just waiting for basketball season. Yeah. I feel you, ACC. I feel you.
Auburn fans are waiting on basketball season right now until Bruce Pearl gets them the death penalty.
He's not going to get them in trouble.
So with
it's
all
just
this
jealousy because Georgia can't find a basketball coach.
God, no shit.
With all these conference battles and shit going on, that won't affect this season. That'll be next season, before all that shit will change.
When shit starts changing, we'll get back in a second. Texas, I think, is going to be better than 18.
Because what about Miami, though?
I think they're going to be better. I think
they're gonna get better quick.
We haven't got.
I promise you, they got a coach now. I'm not saying Rick's not a coach, but he's not an aggressive coach. Chris Ball.
He's a Miami guy too,
and he's gonna come down there and he's gonna start taking you recruits. Is what he's gonna do.
So where's Mark Richt going?
He has
chemotherapy.
Yeah, he's retired.
I don't mean that bad.
He's got cancer.
He's got Parkinson's.
He's got Parkinson's real bad.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he's Michael J. Fox.
He's just
that bad.
Yeah. He's just retired.
He must have got Michael J. Fox. I feel bad for Michael J. Fox.
Well, you don't for Rick?
No, I feel bad for him. I mean, who thought that?
Are we picking who we're feeling bad for?
Who thought that traveling back in time and all the uranium he touched in the flux capacitor would fuck him up that bad?
Man's got a hell of a point. You do a lot of time traveling. You're going to get some Parkinson's.
No shit.
There is a side effect.
Yes.
Who didn't see that coming?
Did you see? I mean, God. I'm...
You go back in time, you don't think that's going to make you shake a little bit?
No shit.
All right, so top 20.
I'm terrible. I'm going to straight to hell for that.
Yeah, you are.
We ain't gotten to overrated yet. So USC's 15, Michigan State 14, North Carolina State 13, Oregon 12, Oklahoma State 11. I think Oklahoma State's a little too high. I think Oregon's way too high.
Yeah.
I think North Carolina State's about where they should be 14 Michigan State. I can't get a read. I personally hope the school burns to the ground. Arlo knows that. Well, my ex-wife's from Michigan. She went to Michigan State.
USC ought to be interesting.
Go Green! Go Green!
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably the most interesting team you've said so far because of what their changes.
What are you going to get? Are they going to score a ton and not stop a soul? I mean, are they going to be...
That's the way that whole conference works.
It
does, man. I mean, they don't play defense in Oregon. They run it down your throat and throw over your head.
I think USC's about where they should. I think 15's a good number. I think. But Baylor 10, Oklahoma 9, Utah 8, Texas A&M 7, Michigan.
I think Oklahoma's Michigan too 6. High.
I think Oklahoma's too high. I think Baylor's way too low. I think Baylor's got a shot to sneak in the playoff.
Baylor's always pretty good. They got that Texas talent. They've always got talent, always.
Baylor's got probably the third best coach in this country, and Dave Aranda.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma, it's going to be interesting to see how Venerables does.
I think Utah's got a chance to do it.
I'll be honest with you. I was kind of glad Auburn didn't get Venerables. I know they offered him.
And yeah, I am too.
I was kind of glad we didn't get him. I mean,
don't know.
You don't know. And
the fact that he stayed for so long, I turned down
a lot of jobs.
A lot of good jobs, too. And I know he was wanting to come home in that kind of situation. So.
And he was waiting for the right job.
Yeah, kind of like Kirby did.
Kirby did the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, but it will be an interesting season for USC, Oklahoma, Miami. Texas is one, I think he's on the hot seat early.
Oh, absolutely.
If he loses a game he should win, he may not be there when Manning gets there.
There's too much money in Texas to lose. I'm just telling
exactly.
You. They're not going to put up with that.
No.
No, no, hell no, they won't.
But here's the thing. Is it a Rick situation where you may lose the number one quarterback in the country if you fire his ass?
This is a good point. And the thing about it is, too, is this is another school that's sitting there that I think they're in Michigan. Oh, well, look what they did last year, and they finally beat Ohio State and shit. But
where are they at?
And they
six.
Did that.
There's
they
no way they're the
there
sixth
no
best
way.
Team in the country.
No way. I don't know what they lost that team.
They lost basically half the defense and two-thirds of the offense.
And that defense is what got them to where they were at.
They lost their best defensive players of that bunch.
Their defense was really good, but their offensive line was pushing around Ohio State.
Yeah,
they bullied them that whole game.
They did to Ohio State this year what Georgia did to Florida in 2007. They circled the game and said, no more, not this year.
Yeah. In 2007, though, I'll never forget this. Though they ran behind the left side of that line. Those were two true freshmen on the offensive line, and they were like, here it comes, see if you can stop it. And they were flat mashing folks.
Now, I will give – because I was sitting in the stands at that one. I was coaching down at Lake Wells, Florida, and I actually made that one. I didn't go the next year, thank God. But one thing – again, I'm not – it was – the thing about that game is you could tell immediately, scored the first touchdown, which they had to fucking review by it. Everybody forgets that. And the whole team goes out on the field, and we end up kicking off from the 8-yard line. And that whole mess is it still ended 42-30. And the thing is, Tebow was playing with two broke ribs.
Yeah.
And he still had them in Florida had the lead late in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good Tebow was. I mean, he was never a pro quarterback, and this is coming from a diehard – Bronco fan. And I appreciate him. The only reason the Broncos made the playoffs the year Tebow got them in the playoffs is because Marion Barber, rest in peace, just died recently, so I hate to say shit about him. But they were playing the Bears in the last game of the season. They had to beat the Bears to get into next to the last game of the season. They had to beat the Bears to win the division. And the thing about it is the Bears have the game won. Broncos ain't got no timeouts. Marion Barber on third down runs out of bounds. And got the ball back to Tebow. It was Tebow time. He drives him down. We win the game, go to the playoffs, and everything's great. Beat the Steelers in the first round.
I remember that one pass he had. Everybody's like, oh, shit.
Hit Demaryius Thomas in stride. He couldn't have put it more in his chest.
That's what it was. That was that.
Demaryius it was a good throw.
But the only reason the Broncos made the playoffs that year is because Marion Barber run out of bounds on third down. If not, they finish 7-9 and don't do shit. But
some people are just college athletes and just don't translate the pros. And Tebow was one of those people where – and he reminded me of like when Cam played at Auburn. I think Cam was he was a much, much better pro quarterback. But I mean, he took a team to the Super
Bowl. I'll agree with that.
But you just knew he's going to will that team to win no matter what. Mm-hmm. There was no way in hell Auburn was losing in 2010. There was just too much. Cam wouldn't let it happen. But I felt the same way about Tebow. There was games where Tebow just said, we're not going to lose this game,
man. Not up in here.
Well, he was a quarterback built like fucking Mike Allstott.
Yes. Yeah,
he was. You know what I mean? He reminded me a lot of Jared Lorenzen from Kentucky.
That's a good.
Not as fat, but
he wasn't
a
as fat.
Big more bodied athletic, fucking guy.
Big dude. He was a big dude.
And that's the thing. In that game, Tebow's playing with two or three broke ribs. I can remember. And they show him. They'd run that quarterback draw with him and stuff like that. And he's having to tuck down before he get. He wouldn't play a normal. He still had him in the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit. What if Mark Richt loses that? Looking back, and we'll move on, but
he would have been
gone
way earlier.
What if Mark Richt loses that game right there, and we charge on the field, everybody's bouncing around, we kick off from the 8-yard line at 7-0, everybody forgets that Florida drove right down the field and made it 7-7. But if he loses that game after all those shenanigans, you got to fire him after that game, don't you?
He don't make it the end of that year, no.
I tell you what, I hated Tebow. God almighty, I hated him. I hated him worse than fucking Rex Grossman. And I hated the shit out of that guy.
God. I remember the Broncos drafted Demaryius Thomas. Okay, maybe McDaniels knows what he's doing. Then he made a trade, and he traded up, and he drafted Tebow. I'm like, wow, this guy's a fucking idiot. What are you doing?
You know, you kind of saw it. Even in college, you kind of saw where I'm not so sure this translates to the next level. You just kind of knew.
He winds up when he throws the ball, just like Ungalay from Clemson, who's we'll talk about them in a second. But Ungalay, if you watch him throw the ball, he ain't worth a shit.
Well,
he winds up and throws the ball from his damp from back here and behind him.
He's not picking it off the shelf, that's
no,
for sure.
Hell no. There's no quick release.
There's just things you can do against a college athlete that you can't do against professional athletes.
No. There's levels to this shit.
And
what nobody understands.
That's what we were talking about earlier about wrestling, about you were talking about the guy going from high school to college. That's a night and day fucking difference. That's a different place.
Yeah.
You were a big fish in a small pond. Now you're just a normal fish.
And then you go from college, because there's a lot of college athletes that you wonder how they got a scholarship.
Yeah.
And then, but the pro level is the elite of that elite.
Oh, yeah.
And
big time.
I mean, those guys, there's no guys that are just okay.
No.
I think none of those guys are just okay athletes.
They're all breaking neck.
Yeah.
I mean, the most.
I don't think people realize how great athletes they really are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the most overrated in the top five, besides Clemson, is sitting at number five.
Yeah, five is no. And here we go again, back to when we were all kids. Notre Dame could roll a bunch of damn chemistry kids out there, but they'll get the Northeastern vote. So number five is Notre Dame, four Clemson, three Georgia, two Ohio State, and one Alabama. I don't see how Notre Dame is going. Ohio's looking. I ain't saying this because I like pulling for them. And I actually, we'll see if I make it up to that game. But Ohio State, Notre Dame on that Saturday on September 3rd in Columbus, you can get tickets for about $250 right now. Ohio State's going to boat race them.
Yeah.
That game's going to be over in first half.
Yes.
And the line is 14. Well, hold that thought. But, yeah, I don't see how Notre Dame's that high. I don't see how Clemson – Clemson's got a great defense, and I know they get, but they don't have a quarterback.
But Clemson also has a great schedule.
Yeah.
They don't have
the
defensive
point.
Coordinator either now.
Still.
Oh, I know they've got a great schedule. They're in the shittiest conference this side of the Mississippi.
It's a bad –
That's why everybody wants out of it.
it's a bad football conference. I mean, you got two teams.
You're talking about the games for that conference – Clemson, Wake Forest, if the quarterback comes back, Clemson and Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play early? Do they play early?
They play late. Nope.
Shit.
November 19th, but Miami's got to go there.
It don't matter. My thing is that would be a hell of a game if it was like week three or week four because you're still top 20 or top 10 still probably neck and neck.
But if it does what it's supposed to do, it could be even more so in November.
Yeah, but I think Clemson shits the bed by then.
And it's a trap game.
Typically.
Clemson, November 5th through the 26th, they go to Notre Dame, which I think they got to play Louisville, who's not going to be shitty this year.
No.
Then they get Miami, and then they got South Carolina at the end of the game, which they're going to be better, and it's a rival game. So now you've got sandwiched in between that.
South Carolina played above their head all season last year.
Yeah.
They played fantastic to have a grad – what was it, the quarterback? The
graduate assistant coach.
Assistant coach. Ended up being quarterback.
Had one more year.
Hey, and they won games.
And Beamer's kid has done said, this is my, he didn't want the Virginia Tech job. He's like, my dream job, I want South Carolina. We can win here at South Carolina. Like he said, and he's flat said it too. If they can win at Clemson, how come we can't win it in Columbia?
And you know what?
You go, man.
You know what else helps?
Pitch you some.
He's wrong.
You know what else helps him turning down the Clemson job for South Carolina?
Yeah.
The head football coach at South Carolina has an honorary membership to Augusta National.
This is true.
There's some perk there. Mm-hmm. I'll take building a team for a couple of years if I can go to Augusta and play some golf.
You ain't kidding. And you're not kidding about Clemson's schedule's garbage. Their toughest game, they play Wake Forest.
Early?
At Wake Forest, yeah, September 24th.
If but the, you don't quarterback know the quarterback from Wake Forest is okay, that'll be a good game.
They got to go to Florida State. Who
God dang knows about that dumpster fire.
And they go to Notre Dame.
I think that takes –
touchdown Jesus.
I think that's – God, fuck it. That's into this top 25 is these guys can say, well, I was right because they finished 15th, even though I think Auburn's probably – I just say Auburn because whoever – I'm thinking somebody outside 25, top 25. Auburn's probably better than Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's probably going to have a better record at the end of the season.
Yeah, because the SEC's murderer's fucking row now.
Right, yep. Right. But I'm saying that's why they're in the top 25, and they'll most likely stay in the top 25.
And it's not – the thing that everybody hates on the SEC is every week – think about Georgia's schedule last year. For the first six games, they were playing top 10 teams.
Man, they ain't this year.
No, shit. But you think if they start off with Clemson, and then by the end of the year, they're saying that's a black eye on their schedule. Well, it's not when we played them, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
You got an undefeated Arkansas team that rolls into Georgia that gets embarrassed, and Kirby took care of him. He could have run the dogs on him. Yeah. That's my whole thing. These early games, and again, if you lose early, it's better.
Yeah.
It's much better to lose early.
That's why when if you look at, God, Ohio State schedule, they go to Michigan State October 8th, which I'm going to talk about October 8th in just a second. They go to Penn State. Oof. That's their toughest games. Leave the
Penn
kids home.
Penn State comes to Auburn this year.
In that shower either.
Totally different reasons.
Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan. I'll go to Columbus this year.
Ooh,
I mean,
that's a
cakewalk.
So let's go.
Georgia's is just such a damn disgrace of a schedule.
Why is UGA third and Alabama's one? Who did we lose?
The entire defense.
The entire defense that carried you in several games.
Yeah,
so we're fucked.
No, not necessarily. The
schedule's cupcake.
They've got some games that they can get some kids. Yes.
Basically, the whole schedule until Tennessee, they can get kids reps.
I mean, they may have some inexperience, but he's been recruiting damn well. There's a lot of talent on that
There's
team.
There's no kid. That's why
And I heard a great quote. They said for years you could go to an Alabama practice and the number changed, the body type didn't at any position.
That's right.
They said this year, spring-wise at Georgia, same thing happened. Yeah, the big guys aren't there. Of course, you're going to miss the nose tackle because he was a beast. But really, linebacker-wise, defensive end guys, they're built the same. They're speedy. I mean, the recruits are going to come in. Now, whether or not, kind of like Alabama, like Saban said in the national championship, going into it before he lost his star receiver in the national championship, you know, going into it when he lost in the SEC championship, we've got five-star athletes. They have to step up. That's why I recruited you.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for the Alabama fans out there, they didn't step up. He's sandbagging. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Saban is sandbagging. He's trying to play the pitiful card. Oh, we've lost this and we lost this.
He's on the revenge tour, let me tell you right now.
I am dying to watch Texas A&M and Alabama.
Alabama's schedule.
That's going to be a fun game to watch.
So real quick.
It's either going to be fun or it's going to be over quick.
Rapid fire. We're going to do a college football episode, straight college football, coming up soon. Rapid fire, top four in the playoffs right now. I'm going to go Ohio State, Georgia, Utah, Baylor.
Who's Alabama losing to?
That's the thing. Alabama skit. They go to Tennessee, to LSU, to Ole Miss, to Texas.
No, it, man. They're on the revenge tour.
A&M. I don't know.
I'll say.
I'm just saying this is the year we get parity. I'm saying Georgia, Ohio State, Baylor, Oklahoma.
All right. So I'll
Baylor, Utah.
I'll one up you and I'll say SEC championship. You get. Oh, this is going to hurt. Whew. You either get Georgia, Florida out of the East.
You ain't going to get Florida.
And out of the West, you're going to have. If Arkansas can do it, you're going to have Arkansas, but I think Texas A&M's the one that's going to get. But the sleeper is Alabama, and you don't bet against Saban.
Yeah, I ain't betting.
How can you call Alabama a sleeper? They ain't sleeping up on nobody.
I think
their schedule, and I think their inexperience right now is the only reason. This is preseason talk. This, yeah, we this ain't is snapped rapid the ball. Fire. Yeah, we ain't snapped the ball.
I get it. I'm not knocking this.
But
opinion.
No, if I'm going to go to asking. If I'm going to go top four, I'm going against him. I'll say Alabama. I don't think Georgia gets in for some reason, and I love Georgia, diehard Georgia fan. I just don't think they make the playoffs this year. Hopefully they do and prove
me
wrong.
Their schedule's too damn easy not to.
So I'm going to say
embarrassing.
Alabama, Ohio State, Baylor, and I guess I'll be a homer and say Georgia.
There you go.
I'll say Alabama, Ohio State, North Carolina State Wolfpack.
Oh, he's going with the sleeper. You talking?
And last but not least, number four, Fresno State Bulldogs.
Man, yeah, that's a hell of a line.
Hey, now they were hell in 08, y'all.
Now don't sleep on North Carolina State. They're preseason 13, and their schedule, their toughest game's at Clemson. Period. Damn. They get through that one. I don't see anybody can. North Carolina last game.
Yeah,
Andrew, who you got? Come on.
Well, I hope Rocky Top falls in its ass. Is all I'm saying.
Hell yeah,
their offense is gonna be
better.
Pretty good.
It'll be better.
Can't get no worse.
You're right about that.
I like Alabama, Ohio State for sure. I think that's a no brainer.
But after that, I think it's
wide open.
Shoot.
Yeah, those two are for sure. I don't think Georgia gets in. I think Georgia has a really good year. I do, like a really good year. But I think they either slip up,
or they lose a close one.
They could. I think they get beaten in Atlanta by Alabama. But like I said, the revenge tour, and I think Georgia gets left out. Only because I think the committee doesn't want to see that national championship again. So when they slip up and lose either regular season or in the
SEC.
SEC championship, I think the committee leaves them out for that reason.
And here's my thing.
That committee.
Here's my thing, though. I'll try.
I think they're afraid to see that again.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think you're right, too. But here's the monkey in the wrench. And I hate to say this because I would trade SEC. I'll trade national titles for SEC championships every day. But Georgia beats Alabama to win the SEC. Alabama's now on the outside. They're going to get Bama in.
Yeah.
They're going to get Bama in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, then it comes down to who wins the games.
I wonder if Oregon could sneak in there.
No, Oregon, Georgia.
I think it's too early for them. I think Georgia
handles them. I understand.
That's going to be an early loss
for them.
Right. It's an early loss.
That'll be a week one loss.
And that's a weak-ass schedule. If he can beat USC.
And they get their shit together. And because Bo Nix has been known to play really good football that week one.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he starts turning it on. I mean, and then he gets hurt. He typically, because he runs a lot, and he can fly.
My thing is, they get by USC, I can see Oregon slipping. They're right there on the – they're knocking 5-6.
You ready for this? So, this year the Pac-12 is not taking division champs. They're taking best schools. Best two, regardless of division.
So, Oregon could slip in even if they lose to USC.
Yes, but here's the thing. They don't play USC.
Are you shitting me?
Georgia.
Well, they'll play them in the
conference title game.
No, there's a conference title game, but they take the two best teams with the best record.
So it could be Oregon, USC. Now that's a shit. Now that is shit or get off the pot time.
Yeah, right. But that's going to be Oregon, Utah. USC ain't going to be there. Utah's freaking good.
I was hoping Oregon would play USC early, but anyway. All right, so I'm done with that.
I mean, we could.
My blood pressure's through the roof.
I mean, we.
God, I think.
Just thinking of the damn every. I got fucking scenarios playing everywhere right
but
now.
Utah's going to go to Florida on September the 3rd, and I'm going to tell you right now. Utah's going to go to Florida on September the 3rd and beat the brakes off of them.
I hope so.
Yes. And God, when I they do, so. It's going to be. It'll watch
be
out.
It'll be interesting to see what that line is.
So you said October 8th, and then we can wrap this bitch up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. You got somewhere to go?
No, I'm just saying. We've talked about damn near
God
everything.
God almighty. Coming up's on the next abbreviated version of Section 706.
You're only 10 minutes in,
Josh,
dude.
I'm a gallbladder surgery survivor.
I know you are, but I'm let's get to October 8th. Because that's my son's birthday. Because if it's going to be a hell of a college football game.
Oh, Connor's going to have to find something to do.
we're going to be belly up somewhere.
Well, we can go here with the giggities and do what we did last year.
No.
Klepto.
No.
So, nope. October the 8th
I'm
of this
still
year.
Still sorry for that one.
Clear your schedules, guys. I mean, seriously, I mean, I'll throw five games at you. You can look at the whole schedule. Go to cbssports.com and you can go straight to that day. It starts on Friday. We'll go Houston and Memphis. That's going to be a hell of a game.
Yes, it is.
So, that's usually a little pre-catch. That's your little crumb. Okay, now let's get you to Saturday. Saturday, you get Auburn at Georgia. Where the line's already 21, by the way. Sorry, Andrew.
And take Georgia. Auburn completely forgets how to play football when they step into Sanford Stadium.
But you still
completely forget.
Historically, the visiting team's got the better record.
That's been years, though.
Tuberville ain't there anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
That ain't happened since Tub.
But you still get Auburn at Georgia. You get Florida State, North Carolina State. It gets better. Ohio State, Michigan State.
That'll be a good one.
That's good.
North Carolina, Miami. At Miami.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hey, still good. Tennessee at LSU.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. Where's that game at?
At LSU.
He's not winning that one.
Go to the swamp.
Who's not going to win?
Red River Rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Red River Rivalry
at noon.
At noon?
Then
you got 3:30 Georgia Auburn?
Yes, but then you're going to have the primetime game, Texas A&M at Alabama.
I got to stay sober.
How the hell are you going to do that?
I'll still be drunk from Friday night.
Then you still get the Pac-12 at night. You get Utah at UCLA and Washington State at USC with the first one to 80 wins.
I'm going to have to get a hotel room or sleep in my truck.
Dude, it's an all-day festivus for the rest of us.
That is a good day.
That's the best day of the year.
I got to go ahead and
that's
talk
October
him
8th.
Up. Yeah, October 8th. I got to talk him up. I got 2 months. Look, son, I love you and all. You're just turning 17. It's not that big a deal.
Right.
Turn 18 next year.
Is that his birthday?
Yes. It is. No shit. He was born. I'm not lying to y'all. We were in the delivery room.
He was born in a delivery room?
I know. That's hard to believe. Not in a bathtub.
The Wibwee?
At the Wibwee womb.
Wibwee womb.
At the Wibwee shoe out.
The Wibwee Wibwee.
Georgia had not beat Tennessee since Hobnail Boot.
Yeah.
He is born as they kick the ball off and Georgia beats the brakes off Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. They did that. I remember that night.
05.
But yeah, October the 8th, it's 7th and 8th, and even that's a good NFL schedule weekend too. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's like,
come on, I'm gonna start priming this liver of mine right
dude,
now.
Dude, start hydrating today.
Yeah, you gotta start getting in game shape, man.
Give me a case of IV, liquid IV.
September the 10th is a good one too. You get Alabama, Texas, and I already closed it, but you get a bunch of September the 10th is a good day too. Alabama at Texas there's your first nugget.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a good one, too.
They go to Texas, or is it in Tuscaloosa?
No, they go to Austin.
Ooh.
That's why I'm saying Alabama's schedule is not a damn cupcake.
So what you're saying is Georgia will have Alabama's schedule from last year, cupcake schedule.
Yep.
Yes.
And can sneak in.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I think Georgia plays Cedar Town at some point. That's how shitty of a schedule it is. It's
Bulldog against Bulldog.
It is freaking embarrassing.
Where's Chubb going to see it?
Georgia's schedule's not hard until they play Tennessee. Their toughest game, in my opinion, is when they go to Mississippi State because you know the Pirates going to want that game at night. And Mississippi State at night is, you never know. There's been hearts broken in Starkville at night.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
But other than that, I think Georgia plays GSD at some point.
Okay. I'm good with
They're
that.
They're going to play it up at Highlands.
I can't hear you, Ed.
Bang the drum, Ed. Bang the drum. We're going to hell.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's not nobody's listening to it anyway. So with that being said, folks.
Dude's got a point, man.
We appreciate you listening, and Yeah, so we'll be back at it next week again. Next week, we're going to go straight up just pure college football coming at you. We're going to preview college football. I was thinking we might do every conference, but fuck that. We're going to do, we're just going to go straight up talking about college football next week. We'll go through conference picks. We'll just pick them up, and we will get you primed up and ready to go for college football. If you hadn't followed us yet, follow us on Twitter at Section 706. You can follow us at Section 706 on Facebook. Go to section706.com, or you can find us on any major. I mean, you're listening to us. You obviously know how to find us. Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm telling you stuff you already know.
Get the word out.
Yeah, spread the word about us. And if you don't mind, leave us a review. If you hadn't already, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, leave us a review. It just helps the algorithm. And if you have, and you don't, you know somebody, hey, you need to listen to these four idiots, then tell them, hey, look, here's a four idiots episode.
This is a good one.
Yeah, spread the word about it. Don't forget, go to Mysterious Brews, too, at Mysterious Brews on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Got the Brews Cruise Patreon. And Cigar Store Idiots. Got a lot of stuff going on. Cigar Store Idiots, too. Rob's not with us now. He is in Portlandia. Probably hanging around with the homeless.
Yep. So I had to trying to fight somebody for a cheeseburger.
No shit. Along with all the homeless in Portland. But folks, we do seriously, sincerely appreciate you listening. And thanks for all the kind words some of you sent me on Facebook. And about my gallbladder surgery and stuff, made it through like a champ. And special shout out Heater. Got some good news about Heater. Heater said he's set and ready to go rehab. He still got to stay in the hospital, but he is getting better. So Heater, you keep getting it, buddy.
That's right.
Keep getting after it. And yeah, anybody, if you don't know anybody that's listening to us by now, get them over here. By God, shit. Until then, folks, love y'all, and we will see y'all next week.
Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
See ya.